We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. With the pandemic that we're facing right now, advancements in healthcare is a critical discussion. On the line with me is global business expert Harry Glorikian, a sought-after resource on the subjects of healthcare and data-driven healthcare trends. His predictions for the future of healthcare speak to improvements in the collection and application of big data to improve patient experiences and outcomes. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Harry.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us about your background and your most recent book, Moneyball Medicine.
My background is I've been in the industry of healthcare for the last 30 years, everywhere from pathology, where I started my career, to actually working with the company that made the instrumentation and did the human genome, to now I'm in the venture capital world and actually investing in a lot of the changing technologies that are making a lot of the things that I wrote about in the book possible.
In Moneyball Medicine, you write, if the difference between evolution and revolution is the speed of change, then healthcare is now in the mode of revolutionary change. Can you give us a couple examples to explain what that means?
Yes. If you just look at now with the COVID pandemic as an example, we sequenced the genome of COVID-19 in, I think it was 2 days, compared to when we did the SARS sequencing, which took us about 3 or 4 months. So you can see the speed of change there. And then from having the sequence information for COVID to having the first targets that we would sort of work on for a vaccine, it took another, I think the first company did it 10 days after that. And if we actually end up with a vaccine by the end of this year, I don't know if there's been a therapeutic product that's ever moved that fast through the system. And that's all driven by the data that we were sort of able to get our hands up front so that we could start making the drug and moving it through the process.
Would you call yourself a healthcare technology evangelist? And should we all be? Like, should we all be wearing smartwatches and weighing ourselves on wireless-enabled scales every morning?
Everybody looks at their life differently, but I think a lot of people like it when their car doesn't break down, when they know that they can sort of fix something before it becomes a major problem. And everybody likes being healthy. Nobody likes being unhealthy or debilitated. So these technologies, I think, give us a glimpse into this beautiful machine that we call the human body and gives us a glimpse into things might not be going right. Now, that might be our personal habits that are causing the machine to not work right, but it also might be a disease factor that is coming on. And wouldn't you like to know that you had sleep apnea and that's why you're so tired in the morning, or that you're starting to develop high blood pressure, and instead of going on drugs, maybe you just need to modify a few things? These are sort of the way that some of these sensor technologies can help you. Or let's go to your doctor. Wouldn't you want your doctor using a system that could highlight maybe a tumor in your radiology scans that is so faint that a human being might miss it? These are all the things that we're looking forward to as technology comes on board.
I'm speaking with Harry Glorikian, a global business expert. Harry, how is data-driven healthcare transforming the practice of medicine today, and where do you think it's going to go in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think it's having a dramatic effect on healthcare. So if we're moving from sick care to what the Affordable Care Act would like to see, which is healthy care, the minute you move from sick care, which is I just do procedures on you and I get paid, to healthy care, which means I need to keep you healthy. To be able to do that, you need data on your patients to be able to see when something is happening and get ahead of it. I think it's having a dramatic impact on areas like radiology and pathology, any place where we can look at an image, a machine doing analytics is going to do it faster and highlight things sometimes better than a human being will. And I see that the evolution of this is these technologies are getting better and better every day. And everybody always says to me, yeah, but it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while. What people don't understand is data moves at an exponential rate. So you can't see it building on itself, but it's happening incredibly quickly. And the example I always like to think about is when we were doing the human genome and we announced we had 1% of it done, everybody would say, oh, you have 99% left to go. And what they couldn't see was as we were stacking the data on itself and it was building so quickly, exponentially, it only took us another 2 or 3 years to finish the other 99%, which is way faster than everybody thought. And so I'm watching the same thing happening in healthcare right now, where some people don't fully appreciate the speed of change that's taking place.
I had a friend the other day who was saying if a vaccine for COVID was developed, that she would not want to get it within the first year. She wanted to give it some time to see how it affected the body. Do you think that is a legitimate concern?
Well, I think there's been a lot of misinformation out there, unfortunately, which is not something we're used to in this world of healthcare. You like to get the real facts out there. I think the companies that are producing this, the clinical trials that are being done and the data that's being produced, I think that's what people need to be looking at. I think if the companies are backing these things, I think they have a lot more to lose than, say, getting voted into the next time frame where they're not going to stick their necks out on a vaccine if it's not working. Now, is the first vaccine going to have the optimal level of protection? Maybe, maybe not. I think what we're going to see is you're going to see an evolution of vaccines as we see the second wave of vaccines and maybe even the third wave of vaccines come through. But I would recommend that if people are in a high risk category, that they seriously consider taking the vaccine to protect themselves.
What do you think are the barriers to more widespread adoption of healthcare technology?
Cost is going to be a major factor. And I think it depends when you say healthcare technology, it depends on which group you're talking about. I mean, hospital systems should be embracing the different technologies, testing them, playing with them. One example I would give you is those institutions that had telehealth or were playing with telehealth before the pandemic, when the pandemic hit, they just were able to sort of dial it up further and be able to manage their patients. Those institutions that weren't playing with the technology were left woefully behind. For patients, it really does come down to cost and making it easy for them to use and making it sort of almost blend into the background. And so you can imagine not too far off in the future with your watch and your scale and your blood pressure cuff and a few of these other devices, Siri or Alexa might say, how are you feeling today? Because I noticed that, you know, something was off, right? That machine will probably have more information on you longitudinally than your physician will, because you only see them maybe once a year.
And how else has COVID-19 changed the role of technology for healthcare and research?
Well, I think it's dramatically changed from a research perspective. The information being shared right now on COVID is unprecedented, the amount of sharing that's going on to sort of help move this forward and really make a difference to humanity. I've never seen anything like this before. From a technological perspective, government had no choice but to change some very old and arcane regulatory dynamics. They changed how people got paid and reimbursement, which encouraged people to adopt some of these technologies and move them into practice much, much faster than I would have ever predicted. I would have said some of these things would have taken another 5 to 10 years, and COVID has basically pulled them all forward. The only thing that we can hope for now is that, you know, politicians don't try to go backwards and we take where we are now and have the opportunity to reset the healthcare system to something more productive.
I've been speaking today with global business expert Harry Glorikian. Harry, where can people go to get more information on these advancements in healthcare?
They can go to my website, which is glorikian.com, glorikian.com. I also have a podcast that I run called Moneyball Medicine, which I interview people in the field and talk about this. And I tend to try to write things as the spirit moves me on these different topics to help people think about the changes and what the opportunities are.
Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.